Hey, this is Cassie, and you're listening to Rare Pair Radio, only on WJFF Radio Catskill 90.5. You just heard Lai Yaleli, a London-based conceptual artist and composer known for their experimental music, performance, text, and sonically inclined site-specific installations. The objects and materials used in their work carry a sense of lightness. Being on the autistic spectrum, Lee's sensory processing issues have significantly informed their creative process, and their work can be perceived as a product of this navigation. Up next, I've got Life Tones with Good Side. Following a 1982 split of influential UK experimental rock group, This Heat.
Show me a good sign of love. My life's okay, I've seen the highs of freedom, highs of loving, highs of living. My life is fine. Through my pain and tears, I am not fighting time. Live to laugh, live to cry, wonder why.
Thank you.
Cassie from Rare Pair Radio. Here's every Friday from 8 to 9 on WJFF. Right now we're listening to the sought-after eponymous Indonesian album by the Yanti Sisters, released in 1971 and reissued for the first time. It's a very spiritual and magical Sunda album with haunting vibes based on a unique, creative, and strong Sudanese cultural heritage. Active only for less than a decade, 1960s until the early 1970s, the three sisters were originally from West Java, singing traditional Sudanese songs with beautiful voices and harmonies. That, of course, was Yugoslavian folk Branko Mataja. Born in 1923 in the coastal town of Bekar, Branko and his family moved to North Hollywood in 1964. After working as a barber, he began to teach himself to repair guitars and other instruments. He later established his own home workshop, where he built the guitars he used to record his two albums, Traditional and Folk Songs of Yugoslavia and Folk Songs of Serbia. Devoted to his craft, the only thing that would stop him from working on guitars or playing music was the World Cup, recalls his song Bata. Up next is a really great song by Lira Pramuk off the album The Fountain. This is Tendril. Thanks for listening to Rare Pair Radio, only on WJFF Radio Catskill.
Thank you. Oh! Thank you.
it going? Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Rare Pair Radio. I'm Cassie, your DJ from 8 to 9 p.m. You just heard Tal Sounds, based out of Chicago. Also in the great band Good Will Smith. Before that was Holger Suzuki with Persian Love. One of the original members of the band Can. Krautrock. Nana Yamoto is next. Thanks for listening to WJFF Radio Catskill.
The man who turns the light on the moon breaks the sand before noon. about the craters of the moon. We'll catch a moon-shaped sandcake, walk about the craters of the moon.
You just heard Party on a Floating Cake by Takako Minikawa off the album Tropical Circle. That's a duo with Dustin Wong. Before that was Our English Friends by Dufil off the album Double Happiness. And before that, Walk About the Craters of the Moon by None Plus. You're listening to Rare Pair Radio, the fruit of all things sweet, only on WJFF Radio Catskill.
Waking up sometime around noon, cooking the breakfast. You know, I think of you and all that bacon you're out there making to bring on home to me. I think of you. I think of you.
Trio with the song In Spring off the album of the same name. Before that was Winter Astral by Beverly Glenn Copeland off her album Keyboard Fantasies. Thanks for listening to The Fruit of All Things Sweet. This is Rare Pair Radio, only on WJFF Radio Catskill.
It's a new year, and for millions of New Yorkers, that means more money in your pocket. For the second year in a row, the minimum wage in New York State has gone up. Both this year and next, the minimum wage is increasing 50 cents per hour. That's an additional $2,000 to spend on all the things you need. In 2027, the minimum wage will be tied to inflation, which means increases will match costs. New York's new minimum wage, putting money directly into the pockets of New Yorkers who need it most. Go to ny.gov/affordability. Sponsored by the New York State Department of Labor.
Last week on Wait, Wait, actor Josh Gad explained why he felt he could write a memoir at the age of just 43.
And as it started to expand, it just felt like, okay, this may be a story worth telling. And then a publisher paid me, and I was like, okay, it is.
I'm Peter Sagal. Join us for the stories worth making fun of this week with special guest comedian Rose Matafeo. That's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Sunday morning at 10 on Radio Catskill.
In 2017, President Trump took office with an inaugural address that spoke of American carnage. In 2021, President Biden took office calling to lower the temperature and the raging fires of politics. In 2025, Trump takes office a second time. What does he say? We'll hear it. I'm Steve Inskeep. Join us for live special coverage of Inauguration Day from NPR News.
Live special coverage starts Monday morning at 11 on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville. You're listening to Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.